Isaiah 6, 1 through 8. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs were in attendance above him. Each had six wings. With two they covered their faces, and with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." The pivots, or unclean, on the threshold shook at the voices of those who called, and the house filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphs flew to me, holding a live coal that had been taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. The seraph touched my mouth with it and said, "Now that this has touched your lips, your guilt has departed and your sin is blotted out." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I, send me." The word of God for the people of God.
Well, I'm really excited to be here today. You know, I've been coming here for quite a while now and really haven't gotten to know everybody. And I was so excited when the junior sermon, they were talking about their stories, and we're still talking about our stories today. We've gone over into July with the stories. So that's what I'm going to tell you today. And my first story was when I was only like 12 days old. And my birthday is going to be a week from tomorrow, and I'll be 77 on July 14th. So I have a few stories to tell you in here today, so I think I better get going here with all of this. But God is good all the time, and we just are so thankful. And that is what it's all about today. I'm very simplistic. I don't talk in depth about things. I'm just across the board here, and I just think we all need to love the Lord, just very simply love the Lord, and just be with the Lord, and listen to the Lord, and just reach out to the Lord always. So I would just like to pray if you would. Precious Savior, source of our strength, wisdom, joy, and every good thing in our lives, please help us to instantly seek you for guidance each and every day. Amen. So now, as I tell you these thousands of stories here today, I want you to be thinking of your life and how the Lord has touched your life and what he has done in your life and how you can just reach out to others. I must say, we're singing some of my favorite hymns here today. What a Friend We Have in Jesus. That's been my favorite since I was a little girl. What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And then Pass It On at the end. That's what I hope, that after we talk about this today and you're thinking about your lives and all that Jesus has done in your life, take that out there and pass it on to others. Share it. Don't keep it all locked in here. You know, just share it. Now, and I also must say, too, that singing has always been part of my life, big part of my life. And so sometimes I just kind of break out into song, and I might do that today here. So don't get all excited if I start singing the song. Just listen and bear with me for a few words. But God is good. God is good all the time. Now, my favorite hymns are What a Friend We Have in Jesus, Pass It On, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul, Here I Am, Lord. You know, and the service has been really, thank you so much, finalized all around this today, all of these things. It's all about Jesus. So just think of Jesus and what he's done in your life. There's just something about that name. So you know that. Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. So Jesus, it's all about Jesus. Now, the basis of everything in my life is Jesus, has been forever. I was born to supportive Methodist parents, and so the church has been in my life forever. I'm so thankful that my parents were very supportive of everything. I had some crazy ideas when I was growing up, things I wanted to do. Like, I thought I wanted to be an architect because my father designed and built our home when I was a senior in high school. And when I went to my guidance counselor, I said, you know, this is what I want to do. And she said, Marilyn, women are not architects. Women are nurses, they're teachers, they're students, but they're not architects. And I was just pushed, you know, just, you take that beach ball and just squash it down, and I was just squashed right down at that. That was my first thought, what I wanted to do in life, that I thought that was what it was. But be listening all the time, because God is speaking to you all the time. And be still and know that I am God. It's simple, simple scripture. But we need to do that, because, especially like me with this motor mouth here, you know, I'm just always talking. I'm always, you know, going on and on about everything. But you just, if you can, just try and be quiet. Just be quiet, be still, and feel the Lord's presence all about you. So now, again, it's all about Jesus, and it's turn your eyes upon Jesus. You know, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Keep that close to your heart. So now, I grew up in South Jersey. I lived there most of my life, but I also lived in South Dakota, Okinawa, Saudi Arabia. And so these different stories are coming out today because they're all different things and the ways that the Lord just took care of me and my family and just was helping us all along the way. We just had to put our arms out there and just say, Lord, just be with me. Now, when we think about things, and, you know, I will kid around here a little bit today, but everything is not good in our lives, and all of us have had troubles. All of us have had hardships. All of us have had bad times. All of us have had surprises that we weren't expecting. But again, just think of Jesus, because he is there with you all the time. He is just a whisper away. He will take care of you always. You know, Jesus didn't always have all positive things in his life, too. He encountered many people that were against him, people that were negative toward him, and yet he just pursued and went on and with what it was he was trying to do in life, how he just wanted to share the love of his Father as well. So now, just be thinking, like I said, it's all simple. Be thinking of the love, the guidance, support that the Lord has given you. Think about it in your lives. Where has he helped you? What has he done with you? Like I said, my first story was when I was only 12 days old. And I, of course, I don't remember this, but I was told it many times, especially by my brother, who was 3.5 years older than me. And he tells me all the time that I am only here today still because of him. And so when I was 12 days old, that's when I started having breathing problems right away. And so here's my mom holding me in the car, and my father's driving, and my brother, only 3.5. And yet the Lord had been just so taught to him by my parents already at 3.5. And so he said, pray, pray. So that's why he tells me today that that's why I'm here, because he said, pray. So we got to the hospital, and you can tell I did survive that. But then I went on to, the asthma was always really bad, and I got to fourth grade, and that's when doctors at the hospital where I was born and everything, they had given up on me. My parents, of course, didn't tell me this, but they told my parents, this is in the summertime, and they said, you know, you better just make yourselves ready because she's not going to make it through this winter. Some of our winters up in New Jersey are pretty bad. You know, the really cold, ice, snow, everything all over the place. And they told my parents I wasn't going to make it through that winter. So my father, of course, he wasn't hearing any of that. My mother wasn't either. And so the church started praying. Everybody was praying. I didn't know. I was just so sick, I didn't really know what was going on. But they dumped us in the car, here my father and my mom, took our two grandmothers. This is what we did back in the dark ages, you know. But brought my grandmothers along, and my brother and I, and we drove from New Jersey all the way down to Biloxi, Mississippi, because my dad and my mom had heard about a doctor who was there that was really doing something different for people with asthma. And so we went down there, and I knew this doctor was different because he came, we stayed in a motel for that week, and the doctor came to the motel to see how I was doing. And I thought, this is a special doctor, special doctor. And so he was new medicine, the new everything they did for me with my asthma was so totally different. And it really did strengthen me. And right from the get-go, I started getting stronger and stronger. I made it past fourth grade. And that's when they told my parents that at that point I wasn't going to make it through past fourth grade. So anyway, I just, other parts of my story, I was in an abusive marriage for 28 years. I have two beautiful children. My daughter, Deneen, is down here. She's in Chuliota. She's a nurse with Advent Health. And my son, David, is in Tallahassee. So he is an IBM programmer. He works out of Poughkeepsie, New York. So they're real close, and I'm thank God again, that I am just able to have everybody close to me at this point. It was a hard thing to give up working. I had a lot of different ministries, and I think you can all realize now that I popcorn all over the place. That's my story of just popcorn here and there. So I don't go in a straight line. So I hope I'm not talking too fast and that you can kind of pick up on things. But anyway, I grew up at a lake. My parents owned a lake, and we had Sunday school picnics that came in on the weekends. We had like thousands of people there. And it was just, that was my introduction to the public. And it's a strange thing. The public can really be strange. So again, be thinking in your lives. Be thinking of how you've reacted to people or how the public has reacted in your life. So anyway, Pastor had said, I started out up in New Jersey, up in Greater New Jersey Annual Conference. It used to be Southern New Jersey and Northern New Jersey, and then they combined us all together, and now it's Greater New Jersey Annual Conference up there, because it's all the state of New Jersey, but also a couple of churches over in Pennsylvania, a couple of churches up in New York. So that is where I came down to you from there, and they always give their greetings from up there, and they wish they had our weather. This, I'm referring to this as my weather now down here. This is my home, and I thank you so much for just bringing me here. You can blame, I call him Church Bob Herman. We live at Serenity Towers, and he moved into an apartment close to mine, and we just met out in the hallway this one day, and I think we were only a couple sentences into our talking when we realized that we were both United Methodists. And so I hadn't found a church yet. I haven't been able to get to a church from there. And so he's the one that brings me here. So that's why I'm here today. So you can blame him, you know, if you get upset with anything that's going on here today. I lived in Saudi Arabia. Loved it. I really loved it. I had, and also, you know, I can only stand for about 10 or 15 minutes because I have multiple sclerosis. And so be glad that I'm standing. If I were sitting down, I could go on all day. But we won't do that. Anyway, when I worked at Ancora Psychiatric Hospital, there were like 400 patients there. And I had the biggest shock of my life because I thought, well, it's a hospital. You know, they'll come and go, come and go. But there are some people there today. They're still there. I pray for them every week when we're lifting up prayers, because there are some people there today that were there when I started working there in 98. They will be there their entire lives. Some of them have done terrible things, but it's a disease, you know? It's a disease. Mental illness is a disease. So please be thinking of that. Think of those people that are suffering. And don't make fun of them. Don't belittle them. That's all I'm saying in your life, all the way around your life. Just be supportive, be caring, love the Lord, and share the Lord. Don't forget to share the Lord. You got to reach out there and just share the Lord. While I was in Saudi Arabia, I worked for Radio Jeddah. A radio station was English service, and I broadcast different programs that they gave me to do. One of them is called A Leaf from Life's Notebook, and that was like a 15-minute thing. Everything was taped, but they wanted to hear something when people were going off to sleep at night. And so I typed everything up, and then he taped it, and they played the tape quarter of midnight every night. And so different people would say, oh, I heard you on the radio the other day. Whatever. And I had a Palestinian boss there, Youssef Salah, and he said, you know, Marilyn, you are sounding very Christian. And I said, really? In these things that I was talking about at night, he said, you're sounding very Christian. You have to kind of tone it down a little bit. But that's all he ever said. He was always happy because it was just things giving people thoughts to think about as they're going off to sleep at night. what they could think about the Lord and how they could share their life with others, which is what I'm hoping you can do today. You know, you all have stories to tell. Even these little ones down here, they all have stories to tell. Everybody has stories to tell. So don't forget to share your story. These patients at Ancora, it was a lockdown place. It was totally locked down. And you had to feel sorry for them. Sometimes, and we couldn't show our emotions toward them, you know, but some days I'd hear their stories. This is what this has all been about, everybody's stories. Everybody's stories are so important. But I hear some of their stories, and I had to pull over on the way home and just weep for a while because I couldn't cry in front of them. But it was so horrid what some of them had gone through, you know. And other people around you have all kinds of stories. Everybody comes from a different direction. But just have the Lord in your life, and everything will be okay. I would have, like, maybe 20 or 30 would come out to the service on Sunday there out of the 400 patients that we had. It was great if you had 20 or 30 that came out to church. But they couldn't just come across. They had to have special orders in their files so that they could come over to church. Can you imagine if you had to wait for somebody to say, okay, you can go to church this week. Thank God that we can just come whenever we want. The Lord is here. Any time of the day or night, we don't have to wait till Sunday. The Lord is just there in our lives. We can just praise him. Thank you, dear Lord. So, like I said, you can blame it on Bob, Church Bob, because he brought me here several years ago. I'm so thankful to be with you all. I'm glad to be here today. I just praise God and pray that he will be with you in your life. And just reach out to him. Don't lose sight of the Lord. Just always be there wondering, you know, what do I need to hear today, Lord? What do I need to hear today? You know, there was this poem that someone had given me a long time ago. Slow me down, Lord. I'm moving too fast. My head's in a flurry. My life's in the gas. This is terrible because I talk with my hands. Have you noticed that? I don't know. Thank you. We're almost done here. But anyway, we're going to sing Pass It On, which is one of my favorite hymns, Pass It On. So that's what I hope you do after today. Just when you leave here, it only takes a spark. You know, only takes a spark to get a fire growing. Soon all those around can warm up and it's glowing. That's how it is with God's love. Once you've experienced it, you spread his love to everyone. You want to pass it on. That's all I ask you to do today. Pass it on. Thank you all so much. I appreciate your sitting there and listening and putting up with all of this craziness. You take care. Thank you so much. Thank you.